Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You are listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Please find me at ConnieWillis.com. Merry Christmas to those of you. Please join me tomorrow night. Connie Claus will be here. We'll be checking Santa updates, and we'll be talking with Lynn Buchanan, who says God made three people. And then we got Trapper Jack. Excuse me. I want to say Trapper John. I was kidding him about that too. Trapper Jack will be here talking about the miracles of Christmas, and you can ask him questions from the Bible that you wanted to ask. He's got a great sense of humor. It will not be boring at all. Our guest tonight, Dr. Ken, he is talking to us about all sorts of really cool cosmetic things. He graduated from the University of Colorado School of Medicine in 92. He works in Denver. He's got four locations, specializes in plastic surgery, internal medicine, dermatology, and also emergency medicine. And if you get to see him, I mean, let me tell you, he's right there with Duran in the hair, man. He's got it going on. I think they're envious of you as well, if they're still around. The man with great hair, Dr. Ken. That's what he's known for. At least that's what I heard about you. But anyway, Dr. Ken, thanks so much for being here. It's fun. And I hope you're having a good time, too, because you know our station.
Oh, yes. It's so nice to be on Coast to Coast, like a dream.
I love that. I love to hear that. We all love to hear that here. So before we grab onto some other calls, what are the most successful surgeries when it comes to the looking of the younger and the brighter and the healthier? Is it maybe neck or facelifts? Or because the neck, oh my gosh, when people get their neck done, they look so much younger. The neck really just at one point just kind of falls down, doesn't it?
So top procedures that have a high value would be eyelid surgery. We'll start from the top. Eyelid surgery, if you have your eyelids kind of hanging down over your eyelashes, that's a really good one. And if you can't see very well, sometimes it's actually covered by insurance. So that's highly successful. Necklace, facelifts are highly successful. Noses can be kind of tricky. So that one you kind of have to go in knowing that there's a recovery there. Brow lifts aren't as popular as they were 20 years ago. So and the way that so those are the big procedures that are good. And the things that I kind of specialize in are things right before surgery, so things kind of prevent you from having a scar on your face. Those are the kind of things that I think are kind of nice, and if you can do some prevention and not have to do that big surgery, that's the kind of thing that I am focusing on at this point.
What do you mean? Which ones are those?
The typical things like restoring volume to the face with filler, tightening the skin is a big one. And one of the new procedures that's out that's really cool is if you do a facelift, you cut right in front of the ear and you take out a piece of skin, you pull it back, tighten it up, and sew it together. But that leaves you a little scar in front of your ear. And a lot of guys don't want to have scars. A lot of women don't want to have scars, want to be able to have their hair back. And sometimes the scars are noticeable. So there's this new procedure that we're starting to do called Elicor that just takes tiny little pieces of skin out from ear to ear, just under the lower face. And if you add up all the pieces that are taken out, like over 7,000 little pieces, it adds up to like a third or a quarter of a facelift. And you can do that without any scarring and some minimal healing, like bruising for 3 days and splotchiness for up to a week. So technology like that's advancing to where it makes it easier on people and not having to do the big surgeries. So that's
these are the needles with holes in them, right? So it goes in and then it comes back out and pulls what's in that needle out, and then it fills in and grows in and fills in and tightens it. Is that right?
What happens is it has a little core, and so it takes out a little tiny piece, like 400 microns thick, and after it cuts it, it has a vacuum and sucks it out, and you do 7,000 of those in the lower face, and they found the perfect diameter that when it heals, it doesn't scar. So anything less than 400 microns, it doesn't scar, and it does because the skin's got to fill that hole, so it actually tightens. So that's called a minimally invasive excisional face tightening procedure, or Elicor is the name of the device. And that's really cool, and that's going to fit a niche for people who don't want to have the major surgeries.
And do you do those? Have you done a lot of those?
Yeah, we just got it's brand new, the device, about 3 months ago, and we've been doing them. And what's really interesting is not only do you get improvement on the sagginess of the skin, but the skin looks better, and then you also, because you're doing it around the mouth, it kind of helps the lips look better naturally. So that I like being involved in technology that's advancing and making it better for patients. And that's one of the things I like about this field is there's always something new that's doing better for the patients.
Well, that's what I also like about your work is you are not only practicing it and doing it, but you are also studying what else is out there. You're constantly looking at what's new and being a part of it.
Yeah, I like to go to the meetings and kind of see what everybody else is doing and then kind of tell them what I'm doing that's successful. I think that's really a cool thing of my field is the collegiality and seeing and helping each other do a better job.
Do you find yourself, like, if you're out to lunch or out to dinner, are you just constantly tuned in to everybody's face, or do you have to turn it off at one point?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I turn it off. So I turn it off because then I'd be looking weird at people. I turn it off. Try to look at them as humans and appreciate their their vivaciousness and their smile. I try not to get into looking at them too technically. I sometimes that doesn't come across so well.
I can imagine. East of the Rockies, let's talk to John from Canada. Hey there, John. Welcome to Coast. Hey, John, you with us? John's taking a nap. Sometimes we've done this and we actually hear them snore. He's been on the phone a while. Let's go west of the Rockies and talk to Linda out of California. Hey there, Linda. Welcome to Coast.
Hello, Connie.
Hi.
I have a question for your guest. Is it Dr. I forgot his name now.
Dr. Ken. K-E-N. Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, is it?
Ken. Yeah. Ken.
Yeah, is that right?
Like Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What I'd like to ask is it possible at this time to grow teeth, your own teeth, with stem cells? I heard that there is some work being done with this, so I'm curious. For health reasons and for just, I mean, dentures and implants are not very appealing. So is there any work being done in that area?
There is work being done. It needs a little bit more than stem cells, though. You need to be able to create a substrate of the teeth, and you might use some stem cells to create the product that you're using to do some 3D printing. So I know there's research in it, and I don't know the specifics, but I can tell you one thing that's really interesting that I've done with part of our stem cell study is that when people have radiation therapy after cancer, sometimes they have problems with their teeth, and their teeth, they have to have implants. And because the radiation affects the healing capacity of the mouth, sometimes implants don't take. And I've done some patients to where we've harvested their stem cells, and then we've given to the oral surgeons their stem cells so they would coat the implants with the stem cells or the pocket where the implant's going to go. And I didn't really have a lot of patients, but the ones that we did do it on, the implants took better than when they didn't have the stem cells there. So I think that's really interesting.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Interesting. Linda, thanks so much for the call. First time caller, let's talk to Janet out of Missouri. Janet, welcome to Coast. Hi.
Yes, hi. I would like to ask Dr. Ken, I have like age spots all over my nose and some, and now they're coming on my face. To me, I feel like it's like a witch's nose. But I was just wondering what I could do for that. I've tried all kinds of creams and whatever. And I was wondering if there was anything that I could do personally for that.
Well, first of all, those sunspots are from when you are younger. So I'm sure you're really good at sunscreen now, but we always like to blame our 17-year-old self when we were lying out without any sunscreen on. And believe it or not, sunscreen was just invented in 1983. Before 1983, we had suntan lotion. So the goal was to get a better suntan, not to protect our skin. So that tells you why it happened. But yes, there are good treatments for that. Seeing a cosmetic doctor to make sure they're not skin cancer would be important. And then the treatments that you can use for them if they're not cancer is a laser treatment, and it's called a photofacial, and it's got some really cool science behind it. So you can do a laser treatment on the skin, and it will heat up and damage the brown spots, and when they flake off in 2 weeks, they become lighter, and usually you need a few treatments for that. It's called a photofacial. You could Google that with the town that you're in and find a lot of places that do photofacials, and it doesn't hurt that much, and there's not a lot of downtime. That's good. But the science behind it is, Connie, is it okay if I go into the science of photofacials?
Please, thank you.
So what's really interesting is every wavelength is attracted to a certain color or molecule, and so you can pick different wavelengths that are attracted to reds or blues or water or collagen or fat or brown. And so when you have sun damage, that's brown, right? So if you use a wavelength that is preferentially absorbed in the brown by the brown color, it'll pass through the normal skin and be absorbed by the brown color, which heats up, and the heat can damage that tissue and then cause it to flake off and become lighter. So that's pretty interesting. It's called selective photothermolysis, meaning you're using a selective wavelength to target a certain color or chromophore or molecule.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you find that different countries, is there a country that's more aggressive, more modern than others in terms of the newer techniques?
Well, it's interesting. The Latin American countries are very advanced in their surgical techniques, but they're not quite as advanced in the devices that because they cost, the devices are expensive to develop and they cost money. So it seems like certain countries like Colombia, Argentina, Brazil are very good at developing advanced surgeries. And then there are countries like Israel or Germany and the United States and Korea that are very good at developing technology and working with technology. So it's interesting. There's different strengths for different countries. That's an interesting point.
Did you just hiccup?
Just hiccup.
You hiccuped. You're the first person I know that's ever hiccuped on Coast to Coast, at least with me. So that's kind of cool. I'll totally embarrass you on that.
No, I'm okay to have a hiccup.
Okay, that's cool. I like
excitement.
Hey, well, yeah, what's going on over there? What's going on? What bourbon do you got? It is Christmas. It's eggnog. That's all it is. Okay, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, so I know that it's funny. I had talked to you at one time about some Korean technique, and it's also interesting when some of these techniques are performed that you do them. Sometimes it's not the first time. You've got to do it again and again and again. I remember you talking about a Korean technique and you said, oh yeah, they never give us instructions there. And I had just gotten some arts and craft thing from Korea and it didn't give me the instructions. And it was the same thing. I was like, I was trying to make an arts and craft piece and I didn't get the instructions. And you said the same thing with some of the advanced technology or facelifting that they had. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I've been to Korea, and I like to go hear other experts from around the world talk, and I went to see this one guy from Korea talk in Vancouver, and he had all his devices with him, and I said, oh, you know, he's been doing this for as long as I have, he really likes them, and it looks pretty simple to understand, and I tried to figure it out. It was all in Korean. I had to get a special electrical setup to use the device too. It took me about a month to figure that out. And then trying to do it on patients, it didn't really work that well. And I was like, what's going on? And I had to like look at the videos because they wouldn't tell you what they're doing. You had to stop it and look at it, see what they're doing. I finally figured it out. I mean, that's one thing with my patients too, is I have tons of patients that are willing to let me work with them on new things. People love to advance science when it comes to cosmetic surgery.
Oh, they're like, here, my hand is up. I'm next. I'm your next volunteer. I'll do it. But you already got the people that work in your office that are all just happy, smiling, all looking good. They're getting it. They're all the little test babies for you. It's amazing. Do you love what you do?
I have a great practice, I can say. I mean, compared to the doctors that I know in this healthcare environment, my practice is nice. I have great patients, great staff. They're happy to see me. I can do what I want and provide the great care that I want to. If I want to spend extra time with a patient, I can.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Zumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Zumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.